Battleground Wisconsin starts early voting. Wisconsin is the latest swing state to start a form of in-person early voting, specifically in-person absentee voting. Starting on Tuesday, October 22nd, 2 weeks before Election Day, municipal clerks can begin to issue in-person absentee ballots at the clerk's office or another designated location. The Wisconsin Elections Commission, which oversees elections in the state, wrote in an October 21st press release, that's no earlier than 14 days preceding the election, under the Wisconsin law governing in-person absentee voting, and does not include the Monday before Election Day. Wisconsinites must show photo ID to cast their in-person absentee ballots. Municipalities have the discretion to set the hours for such voting. In-person absentee voting is carried out at the municipal clerk's office or other designated sites. In Madison, for example, in-person absentee voting will occur at a variety of public libraries, community centers, churches, and other sites between October 22nd and November 3rd, the Sunday before Election Day. The options are more limited in Little New Lisbon, population 1,748, where all early voting will take place at the Lisbon Village Hall. Some smaller jurisdictions choose to offer by appointment only, WEC noted in its press release. Voters will need to check with their municipal clerk. Observers can be at the municipal clerk's office during the process, provided the office is located in a public building. Observers are entitled to observer zones at the check-in and registration areas, both from 3 to 8 feet from the tables where those activities are taking place. Of course, in-person absentee voting is just one form of absentee voting in America's Dairyland. According to WEC, as of October 20th, more than 590,000 absentee ballots had been sent out to voters across the state. Nearly 325,000 of them had been returned. Voters who want to cast an absentee ballot by mail for the November general election can still do so, but time is running out, said Megan Wolf, the administrator of WEC. Absentee ballots must arrive by 8 p.m. on Election Day to be counted. Absentee voters should make a plan as soon as possible for requesting and returning their ballot to ensure it arrives on time. The onset of in-person absentee voting has drawn campaigns to the state. Former President Barack Obama will appear with Minnesota Governor Tim Walz in Madison on October 22nd, in support of Walz's running mate, Vice President Kamala Harris. Senator J.D. Vance, the running mate of former President Donald J. Trump, spoke in Waukesha on October 20th. 538's polling average for Wisconsin gives Harris a narrow edge of 0.3 points as of October 21st. Real Clear Polling's similar aggregator has Trump up by 0.2 points. At the same time in 2016 and 2022, Trump was losing in 538's Wisconsin polling average by a much greater margin, by 8 points to Hillary Clinton in 2016 and by 6.3 points to President Joe Biden in 2020. Similarly, historical averages from Real Clear Politics show Clinton leading Trump by 6.5 points and Biden leading Trump by 4.6 points on October 21, 2024. In both 2016 and 2020, the state was decided by margins of less than 1%. Early voting surges in battlegrounds. Arizona's early in-person voting began more than a week ago, on October 9th. Early in-person voting in Georgia kicked off on October 15th. Next came Hurricane Helene-battered North Carolina on October 17th, followed by Nevada on October 19th. Michigan is, in a limited sense, the last of those crucial states. A mandatory early in-person voting period begins October 26th, 9 days ahead of November 5th, Election Day. Yet communities there are permitted to initiate early voting as far back as 29 days ahead of Election Day, on October 7th. In the state's most populous city, Detroit, early in-person voting started October 19th. Vice President Kamala Harris came to the Motor City to campaign with Detroit-born musician Lizzo. The enthusiasm among voters has been evident in Georgia, which set a new record for turnout on the first day of early voting. North Carolina also clocked record numbers as early voting commenced.